Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, SiriusXM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app at Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
I'm Kathleen Hayes along with Kim Fox. The U.S. economy broadly in focus today after the government released its latest employment report. Now we're going to zero in on a region called Texas, a state that's been hard hit by falling oil prices. In fact, we're going to be speaking to the head of Frost Bank, Dick Evans. They reported their earnings last week for the fourth quarter. They were down in the fourth quarter by 21%. The stock has been hit hard. We're going to talk to Dick about the banking empire that he built in Texas and what energy means for it, Pim.
Right. And what energy means for it when it trades around $30, $32 a barrel for oil. Let's go to Charlie Pellett now in the Bloomberg Newsroom for a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And thank you, Pim. Thank you, Kathleen. Certainly oil, a major focus for investors today. Back below $31 a barrel, down 88 cents right now, dropping 2.8%. Talking about West Texas Intermediate crude here at $30.84. Brent, $33.99. It is lower today by 1.4%. Natural gas, by the way, up 4.5%. 206 now per million BTUs. Stocks tumbling. NASDAQ 100 index sinking the most in 5 months. Disappointing earnings sending consumer and tech shares lower. Job growth settled into a more sustainable pace in January. The unemployment rate dropped to an almost 8-year low of 4.9%. The 151,000 advance in payrolls, while less than forecast, largely reflected payback for a seasonal hiring pickup in the final 2 months of 2015. Scott Mather is Chief Investment Officer for Core Strategies at PIMCO.
Pretty solid report. And what people should focus on here, I mean, if you were really looking for material weakening in the U.S. economy, you wouldn't expect to see not only that sort of payroll number, but more importantly, that sort of extension of hours worked and the work week going up. So we think it's the labor report's a pretty good indication that the U.S. economy is still humming along at the 2% sort of pace.
LinkedIn shares plunging 44%, down $83 now to $108.25. LinkedIn forecast a year of slower revenue growth. The 10-year down 1/32nd, looking at a yield now of 1.84%. Again, S&P down 38, a drop of 2%. Now at 3:32 on Wall Street, a look at other news from around the world on Bloomberg Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Matt Miller. This news update is brought to you by the refined Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland. It continues to raise the bar with its luxurious interior and legendary 4x4 capability. Drive one at your local Jeep dealer today. Jeep, the official vehicle of Killington Resort. President Obama's allies in the Senate are urging him to ramp up the government's response to the outbreak of the Zika virus. All 44 Senate Democrats and two independents sent Obama a letter urging him to use money from last year's government-wide spending bill to come up with a comprehensive response plan to combat Zika, both overseas and here in the U.S. Sweden and Britain are rejecting a ruling by a U.N. panel on the founder of WikiLeaks. Bloomberg's Michael Barr explains.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he will turn himself over to British police if the UN rules against his diplomatic asylum. Assange has been sought for questioning in a sexual assault case in Sweden. He has not been charged in the case and denies the rape allegations. He's been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in West London since June of 2012. Michael Barr, Bloomberg Radio.
There are new CDC guidelines today for men who've traveled to areas where the Zika virus is spreading. Use protection with a pregnant partner or abstain from sex altogether until the baby is born. A huge construction crane being lowered to safety in a snow squall plummeted onto a street in Lower Manhattan today. One person was killed and three others injured in the accident on Worth Street. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists and more than 150 news bureaus around the world. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Matt Miller. Charlie?
And we thank you, and our next update is coming up in just under 30 minutes. So again, recapping, stocks off their session lows, a down day though, 26 minutes to go before the closing bell, S&P down 37, a drop of 2%, NASDAQ down 3.2%, Dow Industrials down 1.5%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Texas, we're going to zero in on that state, an area hit hard by falling energy prices. Joining us now in studio, very special treat. We've got Dick Evans. He's chairman and CEO, Cullen Frost Bankers, headquartered in San Antonio. Dick has been head of Cullen Frost Bankers from 1997 to 2015. He has made so many accomplishments in that time. For one, 60 locations, now 126 financial centers across Texas. Dick, great to have you back on the show.
It's always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, your earnings report came out last week, and your fourth quarter profit was down nearly 21%. What is your, about 15% of your portfolio of loans is energy. So
that's
this
correct.
Wasn't a huge surprise. But this is something obviously hitting the bank hard.
Well, it is, but let's put things in perspective. We made for the year $271 million. We didn't make expectations, and we hit that, but we made $1 million more than we made last year, and that was a record year. Obviously, part of it, we put $34 million in the loan reserve at the end of the year, and what I believe is the most important thing to know about that is $12 million of the 34 was the traditional same methodology we always used. But we put $22 million in for energies. If oil stays at $28.13, we put an extra $15 million, and we put $7 million in for non-production loans. So I'm very comfortable with where we are.
Sir, I know that you were also, before, and this is, goes back a while, before you were at Frost Cullen, I was looking at your bio, and you have a background as a national bank examiner. You were with the Comptroller of the Currency.
That's right. I don't admit that very often.
Okay. But if you were in that, if you were in that position now, and you went around to the various banks in Texas, what would you see?
What you would see, and the way we examined 48 years ago is different than today. Today, most of it is related to methodology and models and that sort of thing. In my day of examining, you really knew the banker and dug down into what was happening. I think what you would see today is certainly some problems. I would look for those companies that were over-leveraged. That's where the real problems – it's not complicated. It's always there. And if they were leveraged – and but where you see banks such as Frost that is dealing with $28, last January I dealt with $37, thought that was good, and constantly dealing with reality of what the marketplace is telling you, any banker that's not doing that is not dealing with what they might have as problems. I think we're doing it. The thing that usually is the biggest loss, it's interesting to me that even during the worst times, and I hate to bring up the 80s because too many people are trying to compare it, and that's like comparing an apple to an orange with today's times. But if you look at that, we didn't lose any money, even in the worst of times, on production credits. I'm talking about principal. Did we lose some interest? Yes. Some production credits went on non-accrual. But where the big loss was in the non-production or the service industry. And those banks that are financing closest to the drill bit are going to have more losses than those that are in the service side of it. And certainly because we learned a lot from the pains of the 80s, I feel very good. As I just said, we put $7 million for reserve.
Well, and I think that's so interesting that you provisioned for $28 a barrel for the price of oil. That's lower than you did a year before. So great, on the banking side. Right. On the Texas side, on the energy question, where is that price going? How low are we going to stay for how long, Dick?
I don't know where oil prices are going to go any more than the next person. But it's, what you see at these prices is that the spreads are very narrow. and only the best properties are making money. And so there's quite a squeeze here. You know, it's surprising to me the number of wells that are vertical wells and are old wells and produce less than 10 barrels a day. And there's lots of them. You can't shut them in. It's costly. And so what we're seeing is as the development is really in the honey hole, is where the best production is. And quite frankly, the Permian Basin is one of the best in the world. Does it have some problems and certain zones in that? Sure, it does.
I want to thank you very much for spending time with us. Thank you. Dick Evans, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, Cullen Frost Bankers.
Thank you.
You're listening to Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Coming up on Taking Stock, you know, there have been a lot of questions over high-yield credit in the energy sector. We're going to look broadly now at high-yield and junk bonds coming up on Bloomberg Radio.